I came to a realization today that I needed to make this episode to drop all my thoughts. Hold on one second. Okay. To drop all my thoughts and set a tone for the future and what that looks like for myself as an individual. And I have this excitement in my body, or just this rush. So I'm hoping that I can get my message across and very clear out there to anyone listening. And what I really want to talk about is setting intentions with dating. And the older that I get, the more things that the older that I get, I have more self expectations, and I think that everybody should. And for my ladies specifically, I am all about mentioning that you should have a black cat energy, and I hope that you guys know exactly what that is. And having a black cat energy, if you don't know, is allowing things to happen around you, allowing the other man, in this case, show who he is as his own individual self. I think that's super important to allow others to tell you who they really are. And I'm all about actions. I think words can definitely be painted nicely and they're very believable within the moment, but talking about longevity in a relationship, I think actions speak a lot louder than words. And I say that with experiences and dating within the past 4 years. I am in complete disbelief with some certain situations that I've been through. Ladies, I feel for you, and I know that there is someone out there for you, so don't give up. I think dating is almost like you're showing up for tryouts for a basketball gig, a cheerleading gig, excuse me, a dance gig, things like that, where almost in a weird sense, you're trying out and you have your coaches, you have your judges around, and or you can reverse that and be a judge yourself and look at the athletes that are coming in and seeing which ones are going to fit the team's overall dynamic, what skills they bring to the table, the mindset that they bring, the positivity that they bring. Can you mesh well with that individual, and are they trainable, almost in a sense? And I just think that at this grown age, I am me being almost being 30 is just me saying I've seen enough, I've experienced enough. So I think I know, finally, I can say I know exactly what I'm looking for. And a couple of those items look like a man who shows up and a man who sticks with his word, a man who leads, a man who analyzes his woman, a man who allows his woman to feel safe, seen, valued, allows his woman to have her moments, because no one is perfect. That also includes him, too. I think there should be space for some grace from both parties. But I always want to mention this, too, that women, you are the prize. I mean, think about it this way. You are nurturing in general. You are going to carry, hopefully, the, oh my god, it was at the tip of my tongue. the sons, the daughters of your future husband, and you're going to carry for 9 months. I mean, you're putting your body through a lot already. And pregnancy is a beautiful thing, and I don't have that experience, but I can kind of just say that on behalf of mothers that I've come across with, and them telling me like their stories and what they've put their bodies through, and like the beauty of being a mother as well. I just think that also, like, the woman has the whole neck where she can ensure that her family is always going to succeed, look well together, ensure that the kids have good morals and things of that nature. And to that point, ladies, it's so crucial and critical that you find, let's say, okay, you find exactly what checks off on your list. And I say this more so in terms of, I look at how I grew up. I look at how my parents' marriage has been successful for over 25 plus years. How much my father respects my mother. When there are differences, which there are always going to be differences in many multiple relationships, it's a matter of how those disputes are resolved at the end. I think never looking back is super important, because the second that you do, the second it causes finger pointing or like playing that blame game, like Kanye says, like, it's just not a good thing, y'all. It's really not. I've definitely experienced that, and I look back at it and I'm like, why on earth did we do that? Why were we wasting our time and like wasting our breath when we could have just been in continuation of building something great together? And moving forward, when in selection of whom your future person is going to be, like, you want to make sure that they're not only going to take care of you and respect you, but they're also going to think about the family as a whole. How are they going to treat other people outside of your family? How are they going to show up in front of your kids? Like, what are they going to show your kids? Like, things like that. And when things get down bad, how are they going to power through those struggles with you? Okay. And are they going to stay solid? Are they going to fall apart? And for me, I really would love having like a strong mentality. I love staying disciplined. I don't like when men make excuses. I think that's childish and there's no time for that. I think accountability is very important. And when it comes to women as well, I think a woman who holds her own, who's strong and who's accountable of her actions, and who is soft and feminine at the same time, holds value. What I can say is it took me a while to get to where I'm at right now in full confidence within myself and the decisions that I make for myself, because I know that every decision that I do make for myself at this given time is only paving a way for my future success and the future family that I want to have. I think nourishing relationships outside of an intimate relationship is also very important. Never forget who you were when you were like 15 years old up until college, and then appreciate the person that you are becoming and look at how far you've come. Never put yourself down. Always persevere through hardships and stay solid with who you are. Show up for yourself. Most importantly, look at yourself in the mirror and show appreciation to that person, because, I mean, you've known yourself since the get-go, coming out of your mom's womb. Like, that's just a crazy aspect to think about. And allow for mess ups when you're dating. Allow to take L's and accept the losses. I think that losses are necessary and part of growing and understanding what is healthy for you to bring to the table, especially when you're molding yourself into finding a partner. Right now, I can say that there are days where I want someone, and then there are days where I enjoy being single and still finding out, like, who I am, what I want to be, shaping things into the way that I want. I think life is a journey. I really don't know what to expect the next day, the next morning. All I know is I'm just grateful to wake up and retry and meet people and have the best intentions. And that, aside from intimate relationships as well, just showing up for the people that care, who are positive, who will never let you down. Ladies, let's talk about texts and, like, phone calls for a second, okay? If a man tells you that he is looking for something casual, or is not interested, or does not follow up with texts, follow up with a meetup, is not making plans for you, he is not interested. We have to see it for what it is, and that's the reality of dating. I know you probably want to, like, cry a river, listen to Justin Timberlake. Look, put on some Drake it out, go on a walk, go on a 5-mile walk, analyze your feelings, but I want you to start thinking logically, and men are great at that. Men are not thinking the same things that we are thinking. Women, we're light, we're airy, we are in tune with our emotions, we're very detail-oriented, we show up for ourselves, we're strong, okay? I want you to keep it that way. A man is going to want to help you and want to be resourceful towards you. A strong man is. A man is not as attentive to smaller details than that, than how women see the world. Simplicity is key when speaking to men. Word by word, keep your truth, keep your word short. You don't have to over-explain yourself about anything. Say it with your chest, ladies, how you're feeling. Do not raise your voice. Keep your tone soft, and just ensure that you're stating the message across in a very respectful way. You want to keep it classy. You never want to start throwing hands. You don't want to do that. It just is, it's not a good look, okay? I'm just telling you right now. I am telling you right now. Do not do that. Emotionally regulate yourself. Step aside. Leave if you have to in order to do that. Regroup and be your calmest self and show that you are unbothered. Be very still, very calm, so that way he can have a conversation with you without getting frustrated himself and walking away. Because sometimes I'm sure the overstimulation of a woman's emotional part can be daunting to a man. Some of you guys might think otherwise, but that's just how I see it. If this works for me, so I'm just feeding you some food for thought. Ladies, please respect yourself. Otherwise, you will not get respect back. Please. The second you feel like you're going insane and you want to like punch the air and you're crashing out and you're mistreating other people, that's a sign. That's a sign that it's not going to work and that you need time to distance yourself. Do not be like, oh my God, but I want to see you. Oh my God, you didn't text me back. Oh my God. Oh my God, he didn't see me. What do I do? What do I say? No. Pause. Do not feed into that. Do not embarrass yourself. Okay? Listen, I love you, girlies. I'm going to try to wrap this up. I want you to hold yourself at a very high level. I want you to focus on your health, your mental well-being, your career, your family. Your life is good without stress. Remember that. You do not need stress. You need to have good hygiene. You need to eat healthy, well for yourself. You need to go to bed early. Get 8 hours of sleep. Watch a little Love Island. Put on that little Hot Girl playlist. Do some art. Go to the lip lab and make yourself a lipstick named after yourself or just like a good memory that you have. Do collages, anything to make you feel good. Get a tattoo. Get some good food with a girlfriend. Chat it up with a girlfriend. Also, don't make the problems that you have problems for your friends to always feed into. They don't need to hear that all the time. Have a conversation with them about how they're doing as well. Caring for others, nurturing for others. That's who we are as women. And a good man will see that, value that, and cherish that. And it's all about timing, baby girls. Good things come to those who are patient and who wait. Big believer on that. Yeah, I just needed to vent. I was getting I don't even know how to describe it. You ladies, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. I love you. I am here for you. If you need a little more chatting, let me know. My Insta is at Relate with Ale. RelateWithAle. Yeah, I spelled that right. Okay, cool. See how, like, I'm so clear right now because I'm calm, cool, collected. I'm going to start putting out more episodes like this. I can talk about certain experiences, but I will keep it very surface leveled. Because, again, a reserved woman is a beautiful woman at the end of the day. All right, well, have a good evening, my lovelies, or good morning, wherever you are. Be safe, have safe travels, and I wish you well. Bye.